ಧರ್ಮ ಪ್ರೋಜಿತ ಕೈತವ ಯಾತ್ರ ನಿರ್ಮಸ್ಕರಾಣಾಂ ಸತಾಂ
ವೀರ್ಯಂ ವಾಸ್ತವಮತ್ರ ವಸ್ತು ಶಿವದಂ ತಾಪತ್ರಯೋನ್ಮೂಲನಂ
ವೀರ್ಯಂ ವಾಸ್ತವಮತ್ರ ವಸ್ತು ಶಿವದಂ ತಾಪತ್ರಯೋನ್ಮೂಲನಂ
ಭಾಗವತೆ ಮಹಾಮುನಿ ಕೃತೇ ಕಿಂ ವಾ ಪರೈಶ್ವರ
In the lower stages of human civilization, there is always competition to lord it over the material nature, or in other words, there is a continuous rivalry to satisfy the senses.
So this rivalry, it is of course found, this rivalry for colonization, that is a special feature of the European country. Rival. In India we have got experience. In America also they have got experience. Canada, the Hollanders, the French people, the Spanish, Portugal, and England. There is regularly rivalry how to occupy. Within the past 200 years, there was rivalry. So, according to Vedic civilization, there should not be rivalry. Tena tap tena bhunjitha. To be satisfied, what is allotted to you? Don't try to encroach upon others' property. Magrida kastasid dhanam. That is Vedic civilization. One is satisfied. In 1942, there was a famine, man-made famine. And in India, though so many people practically died of starvation, not died, but they died by eating. There was scarcity of foodstuff. But when public began to give them food, so they ate so much that they fell sick and died. Not by starvation, by eating. By starvation nobody dies. By overeating, one dies. That is a statistic. The next death rate is for overeating. In America, is it not? Who said me the other? The first death rate is
heart
trouble. Yeah. And the next death rate is by overeating. So, there cannot be any rival. Krishna, the Supreme Person, Nitya Nityana, we are all persons. Just like you consider me, I am the head of your society. Similarly, there are so many heads, another head, Brahma is head. There are so many Brahmas, Then our, above them, there is Mahavishnu head. In this way, if you analyze, you will go to Krishna, Ishvara Parama Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So, he has provided everyone's food. There is no problem. It is mistake to accept it that because there is overpopulation in the world, there is problem. Just like we are walking on the St. James Park, the swan ducks, they are producing 1 million children at a time. And that is also thrice in a year. So they have no problem. Where is the problem of overpopulation? They are not starving. Unless you go and capture them and kill them, they are not dying. You see, from the birds, animals, nobody dies of starvation. Eka bahunam vidudhati kama. Krishna is there. He is supplying food for everyone. So when there is no question of starvation, then why rivalry? Rivalry means I want to enjoy more sense gratification. That is rivalry. Otherwise there is no question of rivalry. Everything is there, complete. Purnamidam, purnat, purnamudachyate. God's creation is perfect. There cannot be any imperfectness. Even there is overpopulation, God will supply food. Don't bother. But because we have no faith in God, because we have forgotten God, we do not know what is God. Therefore, we have created the economic problem. Otherwise, there is no problem. You can see how they are jolly. They are walking. So, by nature study we have to learn. If we don't go to the Vedic knowledge, we can see that where is the problem in the lower animals. There is no problem. They are confident. The problem for lower animals is there when they are in the city. But if they live natural life, there is no problem. Therefore, Shastra says, Tasyaiva heta prajatita kovida nalabhati jad bhamatamu parajat. In these different species of life, we are wandering in different planets. So, trying to solve the economic problem, so many leaders came to solve the economic problem and they went away. The problems remain where it was there. They are coming and going. Kata chaturanana mari mari javat. The so-called leaders are coming and going. But because there is no God consciousness, the problems are there. In our country, big leaders like Gandhi and others, they came and went away. They thought the Britishers go away, then our problems will be solved. But actually, there is no solution of problem. There is Pakistan problem, this problem, that problem, so many problems. So in this way, we cannot solve our problems. The problems can be solved if we endeavor for developing our Krishna consciousness. Then problems will be solved. Otherwise, there is no problem. Read next time.
Driven by such consciousness, man turns to religion. He thus performs pious activities or religious functions in order to gain something material.
Now, formerly, now also, those who are not atheists, when there are problems, they turn to God. Those are thieves. Those are atheists. They will not. That is, two classes of men there are, atheists and thieves. The faith, who believes in God, whenever he is distressed, whenever he is facing some problem, he turns towards God. God save us. That is right. Very nice. They are called pious. When there are problems, when they look towards God, such person is called pious. It is described in Bhagavad Gita. Chaturvidha bhajante imam sukritina ojya. Sukritina means pious. Su means good. And kritina means activities. Similarly, the opposite number, that is called duskritina. Dus means bad, and kritina means activity. So there are two classes of men. One class of men who are pious. Pious means those who are regularly following the religious principle. It does not matter what religion you follow. If you follow the religious principles, in whichever religion you accept, then you are pious. If you do not follow the religious principles, then you are impious, duskritina. So at the present moment, practically all over the world, they are no longer interested with God and religion. Just like in your city, London, there are so many churches for sale. Why? Because people have become duskritina. They are no more interested in religion and God. That's it. Otherwise, why the churches should be sold? People are not interested. In India also, many temples, they are uncared for. They are not for sale. So maybe some of them are also for sale. But I have seen many temples uncared for. At night, one dog is entering and living within the temple. So people have become disinterested in religion and God at the present moment. So therefore, according to Bhagavad Gita, such persons are duskritina. Duskritina means miscreant or always engaged in sinful activities. If you are not religious, then you must act sinfully. So people are becoming duskritina. Instead of becoming sukritina, they are becoming duskritina. And as a result of that, namana duskritina mudha prapadyante naradhama. They are becoming rascals and lowest of the mankind. And whatever their university degrees are there, that knowledge is useless and they are not going to surrender to God. This is the present position. Namaha duskritina mudha prapadyante naradhama. Those who are coming to God, they are called sukritina, pious. But generally, common man, even though he is pious, he goes to God to get some material profit. That is being discussed. Go on.
But if such material gains are obtainable in other ways, then so-called religion is neglected. This is the situation in modern civilization.
Yes. But the leader, we are seeing this poor man is going to church or to temple for asking God, God give us our daily bread. They are taking the opportunity to spread atheism. They say, well, you have prayed for your bread in the temple or in the church. Have you got the bread? They say, no, not yet. All right, come to me. You ask me bread. Yes, the innocent, yes, Mr. Satansa, give me bread. And he gives bread. Take this bread. Then they are convinced, oh, God cannot give us bread. Our political leader can give bread. This is propaganda is going on. You see? God cannot give us bread, but our political leaders can give us bread. But they are innocent. They do not know that these rascal politicians, where from he has brought the bread, has he manufactured in the factory wheat, rice, grains? Then unless God has given you grain, wheat, rice and other grains, how you can make bread? But so far they cannot go. Actually, God gives us bread. If there is famine, if there is no production of grains, where is the politician's father will able to give you bread? This requires little intelligence. See, actually, God is giving us bread. Not this politician. But people have no such intelligence. And there is regular propaganda against God. So people are becoming godless. The whole civilization is now godless. And therefore there are so many sufferings.
Man is thriving economically. So at present he is not very interested in religion.
Yes. They are instructing. If you want economic development, why you are going to church and temple? Just start industry. You'll get money. That is propaganda is going on. At least in our country, in India, it is going on. Forget now God and temples. Just try to imitate America. Overnight become industrialists. But they are not teaching that America or Western countries, our after industrialization, now they're producing hippies. That they do not. They are seeing one side, that America and Western countries, they have become so prosperous by industrialization. Let us imitate them. We must have. Actually, India after independence should have distributed the spiritual knowledge. Why we should compete with industrialization? They have got also demand for the spiritual knowledge. So India should have given the spiritual knowledge to the Western countries instead of competing with industry. And that is a fact. Now, I alone started this movement. There is so much response, because they are hankering after this. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu hinted therefore, Bharat bhumite manushya janma haila ja, janma sarthak kari karo paropokar. Those who have taken birth as human beings in India, on the land of Bharatvarsha, they should learn their spiritual assets and distribute it throughout the world for real welfare activity. This was Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's indication. That was my Guru Maharaj's indication. With that indication, I tried, and somehow or other, it is coming to be successful. Now, it is in your hands, you European and American young boys and girls. You take it seriously. From India, they are coming. But I am very sorry to inform, they are not giving the real, not delivering the real culture. So we do not want to discuss this point. But now you are intelligent boys and girls. You have taken this Krishna consciousness moment. Try to understand more philosophically and distribute all over the world. That is my request. Otherwise the world is doomed. Without the spiritual knowledge, without God consciousness, the whole world is doomed. Go on.
churches, mosques, or temples are now practically vacant. Men are more interested in factories, shops, and cinemas than in religious places which were erected by their forefathers. This practically proves that religion is performed for some economic gain. Economic gains are needed for sense gratification. Often when one is baffled in the pursuit of sense gratification, he takes to salvation and tries to become one with the Supreme Lord. Consequently, all these states are simply different types of sense gratification. In the Vedas, the above-mentioned four activities are prescribed in a regulative way so that there will not be any undue competition for sense gratification. But Srimad Bhagavatam is transcendental to all these sense gratificatory activities. It is purely transcendental literature, which can be understood only by the pure devotees of the Lord who are transcendental to competitive sense gratification. In the material world, there is keen competition between animal and animal, man and man, community and community, nation and nation. But the devotees of the Lord rise above such competition. They do not compete with the materialists because they are on the path back to Godhead, where life is eternal and blissful. Such transcendentalists are non-envious and pure in heart. In the material world, everyone is envious of everyone else, and therefore there is competition. But the transcendental devotees of the Lord are not only free from material envy, but
therefore, this Bhagavad Dharma, or Krishna consciousness, is meant for persons who are not envious. Parama nirmasarana, nirmasar, matsarata. Matsarata means to become intolerant when his neighbor is prosperous. That is called matsarata. Everyone is envious if his neighbor, if his brother, if his friend becomes more prosperous than himself, he becomes envious. This is material nature. Similarly, in our Krishna consciousness movement, if we become envious, oh, my god brother, oh, he has become so popular, he is making so much progress, so put some impediments towards his progressive path. This is also material. The Vaikuntha consciousness is that if your neighbor, if your brother is prosperous or progressive, then one should think, oh, he's so nice that he has served God so nicely, God has is so pleased upon him that he is making so nice progress. That is Vaikuntha consciousness. And material consciousness is that, oh, he has advanced so much, oh, let me check him. This is material. And that is going on. The whole world, enviousness. I remember long ago, about sometimes in 1936, my eldest son in Bombay, he was in his school, he stood first. So his class friends become envious. That here is a boy, he's coming from Bengal and he has stood first. They wanted to fight with him. My son came and complained to me that this is the position. Just see, children envious. You see? That means this is the nature of this world. If you prosper, then your brothers and your neighbors, your friends will be envious. So this Bhagavad Dharma is not for such envious person. Therefore it is stated here, Parama nirmasaranam satam. Not for the envious person. The envious person, that means materialist, they will not be able to understand what is spoken in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Srimad Bhagavatam, Mahamani Krite, Kimma Parai Ishara Sadda Ridhi Amariddhati. Our process is, because we are envious by nature, therefore we have to cleanse our heart. Therefore we have to chant Hare Krishna mantra very rigidly, regularly. Then this enviousness, the dirty things will be over and we shall be able to understand what is Srimad Bhagavatam. Srimad Bhagavatam is the graduate study. Those who are interested in God, for them this is graduate study. The entrance study is Bhagavad Gita. Just like you pass your entrance examination, matriculation examination, then you are entered into college, then you become graduate. Similarly, after reading Bhagavad Gita, you are allowed to enter into the understanding of God. Because in the Bhagavad Gita, the ultimate instruction is sarva dharman parityaja mamekam saranam vraja. There are discussions of the yoga, karma, jnana, bhakti, everything is there in the Bhagavad Gita. But ultimately, the last instruction is that this is the secret of success, my dear Arjuna. Guhyatamam, and you simply surrender unto me, and I shall give you all protection. Mahasucha, don't bother. This is required. This is the beginning of God consciousness. So unless we have finished nicely the study of Bhagavad Gita, or unless we have accepted this proposition of God, that is surrender. There is no entrance in the Srimad Bhagavatam. So our this Krishna consciousness movement is Bhagavad Dharma. Bhagavad Dharma means one who has at least understood what is God. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu begins his teaching where Krishna ended. Krishna and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the same personality of Godhead, as Krishna, he demanded, because God can demand like that, sarva dharman parityaja mamekam saranam vraja. You just surrender to me. What God can say, God cannot say that you jump over my head. God can say like that, you surrender. That is God's word. God cannot allow you that you jump over his head. You can jump over his head, but that requires a great advancement of love for God. That is another thing. Just like the cowherd boys, they are jumping over Krishna. That position you can also have. But after kritapunna punya, after amassing many lives, simply pious activities, you can have that post. Just like it is said in the Srimad Bhagavat, ittham brahma sukhanu vitya dasangatanang paradaivatena maya sitanang narudarakena sadhang bijarahu kritavunna punya. Vasudev is describing the cowherd's boy. This cowherd's boy, they are kritavunna punya. They accumulated many millions of birth pious activities, and now they are allowed to play with Krishna as his friend. Kitapunna punya. Ittham dasagatana. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu therefore begins. People misunderstood Krishna. They are rascal scholars. They misunderstood. Krishna says, Sarvadharman Paritrajamame Kamsaran, give up everything. Simply surrender unto me alone. Mame Kam. He doesn't say even to Narayana or Vishnu, because we are so full. As soon as Krishna will say, the Narayana, Vishnu, I am all, then everything is one. Everything is one. Therefore, he says this particularly, Mame Kam, only unto me alone. Because if one understands Krishna, then gradually understand other things. But in the beginning, if it is said, similarly, in Bible also I have said that through me, because they are so full, if they are allowed to go elsewhere, they will commit mistake. Therefore, that was nice. To the foolish person, such grace required to be given. Mame Kam. But still, the foolish person misunderstood Krishna, misinterpreted Bhagavad Gita. Therefore, Mayavadis. Therefore, same Krishna came as Lord Chaitanya, as devotee. This time, not as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but as devotee, to teach us how to approach Krishna. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu therefore begins his teaching where Krishna ended. When Sanatana Goswami approached him, Sanatana Shikha, he have learned it from Chaitanya, teachings of Lord Chaitanya. So he begins from that point where Krishna ended. Where Krishna ended? Sarvadhanman Paritajya Mame Kang Saranam Bhaja. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu begins from there. Jiver Sarupai Nitya Krishna Das. When Sanatana Goswami inquired from him what I am, say he replied that you are eternal servant of Krishna. This is the beginning of Bhagavad Dharma. Unless we understand that we are eternal servants of Krishna, there is no beginning of spiritual life. It is still material life. That conviction must be there.
But they are well wishers to everyone, and they strive to establish a competitionless society with God in the center. The contemporary socialist conception of a competitionless society is artificial, because in the socialist state there is competition for the post of dictator. From the point of view of the Vedas, or from the point of view of common human activity, sense gratification is the basis of material life. There are three paths mentioned in the Vedas. One involves spiritual activities to gain promotion to better planets. Another involves worshipping different demigods for promotion to the planets of the demigods. And another involves realizing the absolute truth and his impersonal feature and becoming one with him. The impersonal aspect of the absolute truth is not the highest. Above the impersonal feature is the Paramatma feature, and above this there is the personal feature of the absolute truth, or Bhagavan. Srimad Bhagavatam gives information about the absolute truth in his personal feature. It is higher than impersonalist literature, and higher than the Jnanakanda division of the Vedas. It is even higher than the Karmakanda division, and even higher than the Upasana Kanda division, because it recommends the worship of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Sri Krishna. In the Karma Kanda, there is competition to reach heavenly planets for better sense gratification, and there is similar competition in the Jnana Kanda and the Upasana Kanda. The Srimad Bhagavatam is superior to all of these because it aims at the Supreme Truth, which is the substance or the root of all categories. From Srimad Bhagavatam, one can come to know the substance as well as the categories. The substance of the Absolute Truth, the Supreme Lord, and all emanations are relative forms of energy.
It says, Vedam Bhastavam Atra Bhastu Srivadam Tapatrayana. There is Bhastu. Bhastu means Samambonam, original. And the Bhastava, just like Krishna and his different energies, the different energies have caused vastava in relationship with vastu. And Krishna is vastu. So, here it is said that vedam vastava vastava matra vastu. Vastava, you can understand Krishna in all his features. And if you understand, then Shivadam, it is auspicious. Tapatraya Unmalanam. As soon as you understand Srimad Bhagavatam, because it is auspicious, then all the tapatraya, three kinds of miserable condition of material existence, pertaining to the body, mind, pertaining to the infliction offered by others, adibhauti, adidaivi, adhyati. These are three kinds of tribulations are always going on. So, when we understand Srimad Bhagavatam, the vastu, the substance, and the categories, then immediately it becomes auspicious and we become free from the threefold miseries of material life.
Krishna, all over the universe, all the middle planet Earth.
I'm sorry, what is this question?
The question are there lines of disciple succession on planets all over the universe, or only on this middle planet, like Earth?
All over. Narada is moving all over the universe and creating this Earth.
But his pastime, as in his original form, yes, if Lord Krishna's pastimes are displayed on planets all over the universe, so far the original form of Krishna, that is only on one planet in one day of Brahma. Is that correct? In one universe? I think I read somewhere that the Lord appears in his original form only once during the day of Brahma in each universe. And that was on this planet just 5,000 years ago.
But now.
Yeah.
That's what it is. So, very fine. Aradha Bhagavan Vrishita Tanaya Sadhamam Vrindavan. As Krishna is worshipping Guru, similarly, that Vrindavan is also. It is not different from Krishna. You have been in Vrindavan?
No.
Calcutta,
Bombay. Vrindavan always remains like that, even as on the surface people are doing nonsense there. Just like
Vrindavan cannot produce. Just like within the heart of a hog, there is Krishna. Does that mean Krishna's staying is quality? The sun shines merely in the filthy flesh. The sun is not quality, but the filthy flesh is still. Kali, it is degrading. So only we can say it by Krishna consciousness. If not all, some of them can be saved.
Can we
change
to
its
kind by the first
of
the Sopis?
Yes, why not? If you do change in the Sapta Yuga, just like our body is changed, season is changing, similarly, we feel also changed.
To be temporary changes due to Lord Chaitanya's appearance, that's right. Sometimes the question comes up, and with the devotees especially, that it says that the devotee makes advancements when the spiritual master is pleased. Right? But sometimes the spiritual master is far, far away. Right? You may be in Los Angeles. Somebody is coming in a hammer temple. You think, how will the spiritual master be pleased? You know,
then just follow his order. The spiritual master is along with you by his word. Just like my spiritual master is not physically present, but I am associating with him by his word.
And Krishna knows that, therefore we make advancements. He's sitting in our heart.
Yeah.
He knows what we're doing. So he sees he's serving my pure devotee. Yeah. Immediately there is advancement.
Spiritual master, Krishna is not limited. It is not material. He can associate with Krishna and his spiritual master in any circumstance. But why do you want to? Just like we can associate with Krishna immediately, if we take Bhagavad Gita as it is. It's not defined from Bhagavad Gita. Nama Rupi Kuli Kale Krishna Avatar. Krishna is incarnated in his name in this age. We associate with Krishna's name immediately associated with Krishna. Yes.
The question is, he's asking, is it Krishna's desire that we get a spiritual name from you? Actually, Srila Prabhupada explained to me one time that every devotee has got his unique relation with Krishna. It already fixed up. It's already fixed. The relationship is there. Right? Sometimes that relationship may be with Krishna in his original form. Sometimes it may be with the different forms of the different Vaikuntha planets. So he told me that we're the devotees of Radha and Krishna. And therefore also our names all have to do with Radha and Krishna. And the names of Krishna. So we call Siddhan Chandra.
And the Das is all is there.
Yeah. But by saying Siddhan Chandra Das, meaning I'm also saying the name of Krishna. So our names serve this purpose. All of our mindedness is Krishna. But our ultimate position, our destination, it may be anywhere in the spiritual kingdom with some form of Krishna. It's not necessarily identical with the name that we have now.
He is not identical, but the name is identical. But we are Das.
That's right. Yeah. Which is why my name is Revati Nandan Das.
Yeah.
So that is the name of Balaram.
Revati Nandan is identical with Krishna.
Yeah.
But we are Revati Nandan
Das. Oh, that is clear. His question is, does that mean that when I'm in the spiritual sky, I'm going to be a servant of Balaram directly?
Yes. Yeah.
Once you told me that I asked if we are all devotees of Radha and Krishna, he said, well, we might also be devotees of Lakshmi Narayan or Sita Ram.
None of them are different from Krishna.
That's right. So if I
am... Nandan is also Krishna.
Yes. But does that mean that definitely my spirit soul, if I do become Krishna conscious, it will go to Krishna Loka and be associated with Balaram? It won't be to some Vaikuntha planet? It wouldn't be to some Vaikuntha planet?
Well, Balaram's expansion is Vaikuntha planet.
Yeah. So their expansion also maybe.
What does the name Vaishnavi mean? What does the name Vaishnavi mean?
Vaishnavi?
Yes, you gave my daughter the name Vaishnavi.
Oh.
It's Pichani.
Yes. Yeah. Associated with Vaishnava.
I found in Krishna book 2 that you explained there that the Vaishnavi is another name of Durga on Maya.
Yeah. Is that right?
No, I just asked you what you mean.
Okay. So let your daughter become a Durga. Why are you afraid? Now, no authority.